This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Crazy Yahoo talk. Do you think the people who push this stuff, this malarkey over and over again, the guy somehow, this guy's done everything right. He's raised his family right. He's fought his way all the way to the top of the Harvard Law Review in a blind test, becomes head of the review, the top editor there. Everything he's done is clean as a whistle. He's never not only broken any law, he's never done anything wrong. He's the perfect father, the perfect husband, the perfect American. And all they do is trash the guy.
Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson. Do you believe the left, the Democrats, the progressives, the party of lynching of Negroes, still believe that Barack Obama is perfect? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Or do you believe that the left understand just how ineffective, how incompetent Barack Obama is? Do you think that the left are going to continue to believe that Barack Obama was baby black Jesus at the end of 2020? Do you believe that many of the left believe Barack Obama to be baby black Jesus now? As Jamie Foxx said, I'd like to welcome our Lord and Savior Barack Obama. Chris Rock called him America's daddy. Look, Donald Trump has done a masterful job of being president of the United States, according to Kevin Jackson's standards. You can think what you want. I believe he's done an amazing job. Don't agree with everything, but he's done a good job. But he ain't America's daddy, and he ain't the savior, the messiah of America. He's a person that believes in his job and believes in his country, therefore MAGA, make America great again, and now keep America great. And he believes that. He believes in America first. It's really funny what happens when you put things first, when you put it in perspective. For example, your investment in your children. You realize that your children can't be the best at everything, but what you try to do is you find out what they're good at and you encourage it. That's what you should do. You find out what they're good at and you encourage it. You say, I'm gonna put you in baseball camps. We're gonna let you take your talent as far as we can possibly take it. Parents sacrifice to do that. Donald Trump has sacrificed to do this. Leftists laughed at the notion that Donald Trump lost $1 billion since he's been president. They laugh at that. That is a feather in this man's headdress. That is something he can wear with pride. I didn't take anything from this country. I gave. In contrast, what's baby black Jesus doing? How's he faring? It's funny to watch these guys, these absolute lunatics. And for the record, Donald Trump has outperformed every modern day president, including Rinaldus Magnus, the great Ronald Reagan. And he's done it with them trying to tie his hands behind his back. And let me put it this way. Imagine you cuff a man behind his back, put his hands behind his back, and you cuff him, and he kicks the crap out of you. He still does. He's like, oh, you think he says, I'll fight you. Go ahead and put cuffs on me and put my hands behind my back. And you do that, and you try to punch him, and he ducks it, and then boom, 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 he starts just kicking your butt. That's what Donald Trump is doing. Congratulations to him. It's the Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to. I'm so glad you guys are here. Happy New Year to you. Look, I was sick. I'm still sick. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I had a bug. I had the flu. Oh, I survived. Yeah, I'm a survivor. Yeah, one of these days, this radio show will go black, pardon the pun, because I won't be here. Now, I'll tell you this. I'm not going to be doing radio till I'm 80 or whatever the day is that I die. I'm not going to be doing that. It'll go black before I go dark. You know what I'm saying? It's going to go dark before I actually go dark. But at least I believe that. I think God has a purpose for me, which is why I continue doing this stuff every day. But whenever my time is, I will have given it all. Oh, man. Don't you guys cry, because my producers are looking at me all like sad. Don't you guys be sad. We got to give this up eventually, right? I know we have some fun, but we got to give it up eventually. Anyway, it's going to be a great year for us. Great year. Let me tell you why. The Democrats got nobody, man. I talked the other day, last week, ended the show talking about the rankings of the Democrats. I would be embarrassed to be a Democrat right now. Front runners, three old white rich people, all have taken advantage of black folks. All have taken advantage of something. Bernie Sanders, the poor, socialism. He's the richest socialist on the planet. Biggest sellout. Their top contender, Joe Biden. You know what is the reason why Joe Biden's a top contender? This is so funny. He's a top contender because they believe that Joe Biden can bring the black vote. Man, I don't want to ruin it. Look, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be funny. But if a black person is going, man, that Joe Biden gonna make things better for black. Let me tell you something. If baby black Jesus didn't bring you anything, black folks, Joe Biden ain't bringing you anything. He'll bring you more promises. The Democrats know this. Joe Biden resonates in the black community as much as Abdul, the cabbie. He, look, I'm just telling, the Democrats won't believe. Call the show if you want to debate me on this. 844-551-8255. For the record, let's go ahead and begin the year the right way. If you are a lefty or know of a lefty and you want to debate any of the issues that we talk about on this program, I'm happy to do it. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to kick your butt, metaphorically. I mean, literally, I'm going to beat your butt. I'm going to destroy all your arguments. And I'm going to invite you to come back as you go reposition, go get new ammo. And I'm going to invite you back. And then I'm going to ask you about the questions that we left with, and we'll see how things go. And here's, I'm going to go ahead and tell you the outcome. You won't come back. Because you'll find out I'm right, and then you're going to start questioning everything you're about. And that's a good thing. That's not bad. That's the way you learn. But I invite you. And here's what I want to tell everybody, because I do this every year, and I do it multiple times throughout the year. The smarter you think the person is on the left that wants to debate, the more I want them on the show. And here's what I'll tell you. The smarter that this person believes himself to be, the bigger of exposure of a clown I will prove that you that person is. If this person has 3 PhDs, I will make them the biggest clown on the planet. They better hope nobody's listening from their school, because they will be toast. Listening to Kevin Jackson, we're going to talk about him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm not going to cover all the candidates because, honestly, most of them don't have anything to there's nothing to talk about. But there are some that need more discovery, not because they have a chance. I'm going to focus on Elizabeth Warren right now, just so you guys know. It's a Kevin Jackson show. I'm not picking on her as a woman. I'm picking on her as a candidate. I'm picking on her as a fake Indian, a lying. I mean, she's a liar. An identity thief. And I'm going to pick on her based on that. And I want to pick apart some of the things that she says and does because it's indicative of how the Democrats are in general. She is a perfect case study of the Democrats. And here's what I'll tell you. One, she claimed to be of Indian heritage. Look, there's nothing new here. I just want to put it in perspective. She claimed to be of Indian heritage, had no proof whatsoever, and said, I'm an Indian. And she ran on that. She built her life around this idea that she was an oppressed person, as she's not being oppressed in any way. See, that's Democrats. They talk about, I'm so oppressed. My people, this, that, and the other, and they're not living the life of oppression. That's the absolute perfect description of Democrats. They want you to believe something that they're not. So what? I drive nice cars, live in nice homes, have millions of dollars in the bank. I'm from an oppressed group of people. I've overcome. You should believe in me because I've overcome. Elizabeth Warren overcame nothing, and I'll prove it to you. We're going to delve into her a little bit. And here's why. We talked last week. Elizabeth Warren has dropped. She was jettisoned up to number one. By the way, Elizabeth Warren was given her role as a senator because of her progressive views, built in Harvard, where she made $400,000 a year to teach one class. Maybe, I don't know if it was Harvard, but it was an Ivy League school. $400,000 a year to teach one class. She got the job because she said she was a Native American. Then she gets fast-tracked into the Senate because they wanted her to be with Hillary. She was super left, far left of Hillary Clinton even. But they thought she'd make a perfect running mate. And then at one point, they thought of replacing her with Hillary. I mean, Hillary with her. That got squashed. They let Hillary go ahead. Hillary gets her butt kicked by Donald Trump. At this point, we discover that Elizabeth Warren, she wants to run. We discover she's a fake Indian. She discovered it for us because she knew it was a big deal, that it was going to stop her from getting elected. So then she does her mea culpa. But meanwhile, her life hasn't changed at all. Has she given any of it back? Has she said, you know, I'm so contrite. This is a horrible thing. I never should have done it. No, because, again, the metaphor, the big picture of the Democrats is they can do wrong. There is no price to be paid. Joe Biden actually said, I'm extorting the Ukrainians. I'm going to take $1 billion back if they continue to look into and investigate my son in Burisma. Set it on tape, and the Democrats ignore it. Instead, the president of the United States, in a conversation with Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, says, you should probably look into this. It would be good for everybody's country because we don't want to be putting money into corruption. And they want to make it Donald Trump's the one with the issue. See, I want you to put, as you're thinking about Warren, don't think about her as a candidate or anything else. Think about her as a big, fat metaphor for the Democrats, a bunch of lying scumbags, because that's what they are. That's how I want you to think about this. So who's in charge of the party of lynching of black people? They don't like what's happening with impeachment hoax because it's not polling well. So Pelosi, who wanted to fast track it, now stalled it, right? And they don't think that we're aware of the double standard. They're delusional. Warren posted herself, Elizabeth Warren, visiting a high school. And here's what you said in this tweet. By the time I graduated high school, my folks couldn't even afford a college application, much less 4 years of college. That's what she said in the video. Before delighting us with video of her looking at a trophy case and meeting the high school debate team. Mm-hmm. She says, by the time I graduated college, my folks couldn't afford a college application, much less 4 years of college. High school debate gave me amazing opportunities. It was great to meet Oklahoma's state champions. And this writer of this writes this. And that's it. The message of this video is clear. Elizabeth Warren grew up so poor, she couldn't afford college. What she fails to mention is that she did go to college. She went to George Washington University on a debate scholarship. Now, why was this little factoid left out of her tweet or her video? Was her desperate attempt to appear relatable to, quote, regular people so desperate that she deliberately created the false impression she couldn't afford to go to college and thus didn't? If you didn't know her life story, that's definitely the impression this tweet and video give. But that's not her story at all. She went to George Washington University on a scholarship. That actually makes a great story about how hard work and studying can open up opportunities. But that doesn't fit the left-wing orthodoxy. orthodoxy. So instead, she just skips over that detail in order to make it appear she missed out on college because she was poor. So she wouldn't have to bring up the fact that she dropped out after 2 years to get married. So, it's always Horatio Alger. I was nothing and I became something. I came from nothing and now I'm something. It doesn't matter. I don't know how you feel about success. If somebody said, like Donald Trump saying, yeah, my dad loaned me $1 million. I made $1 million into $1 billion. I don't go, yeah, maybe daddy loaned him $1 million. I mean, shoot, anybody get $1 million can be successful. That's not true. That's flatly not true. Many people can get $1 million and become crackheads and die with a needle sticking out of their arm in an alley. And many do. They want to make it appear simple. You know, it's just easy to do. If you're like me, success does, you don't care about, if a guy is a billionaire and he and his daughter, you know, becomes an artist and she goes out and does really well, I don't go, yeah, but you know, she, her daddy was a billionaire, don't mean, you know, art don't mean, I would be like, good for her. Good for that young lady. Maybe he made his money in finance. She's an artist. Good for her. If a person, I'll use Ken Griffey. If Ken Griffey goes out and becomes a great ball player because his daddy was a great ball player, I'll go, yeah, but his daddy was a great ball player. So what'd you expect? It doesn't always follow that way. I have friends. One of my buddies, Jack Brewer, says, my kids will never play football. He was a football player. Professional. He goes, my kids will never play football. I don't want them to. He wants them to do something different. Anyway, we'll talk more about Warren when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is celebrating his acquittal in the Senate trial. During a White House event, the president says Nancy Pelosi and Democrats were after him from the get-go.
These people are vicious. Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person. Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person. And she wanted to impeach a long time ago when she said, I pray for the president. I pray for the president. She didn't pray. She may pray, but she prays for the opposite.
China says it will cut tariffs on more than 1,700 U.S. imports by 50%. The cuts announced follow the signing of a Phase 1 trade agreement designed to signal a truce in the trade war that was launched nearly 2 years ago, and the prosecution is resting its case in the Harvey Weinstein rape and sexual assault trial. Over the past 2 weeks, six women have given testimony about Weinstein's alleged sexual attacks and advances. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Elizabeth Warren lying about getting into college. We were so poor, we couldn't afford to blow out the candles or whatever. I mean, it was crazy. We were so poor. Lies, just lies. She said her dad was a janitor. And her brother, he comes out, he says, our dad was never a janitor. Never. These leftists have to make themselves look as if they had to pull themselves up by the bootstraps. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Elizabeth Warren, I'm going to get into the fundraising numbers and other candidates, but I want to just give you a few things that Elizabeth Warren wants to do. She wants a wealth tax. Tax any net worth over $50 million at 2%, 6% over a billion, to prevent the rich from yachting off, add a 40% exit tax on assets over $50 million upon renouncing U.S. citizenship, estimated revenue $3.7 trillion. Look, if you don't ever think you're going to be worth $50 million, you can blow it off and say, I don't care. But here's what I can tell you about people with money. They know how to make money, and they usually do something with it. Many of them give it away, believe it or not. I know a lot of them who do. Her next one, Medicare for all tax. Mandate coverage, government coverage for everyone, including illegals with no co-pays or deductibles. Phase out private plans of 170 million Americans. She said this would cost $20.5 trillion over a decade, which most economists say is $10 trillion short of reality. Keep the growth of health spending below 4% a year with population-based budgets and automatic rate reductions. Pay doctors at Medicare rates, hospitals at 110% of that. Charge companies with at least 50 workers an employer Medicare contribution equal to 98% of their recent outlays on health care while adjusting for inflation. I mean, you want a bureaucratic nightmare, I just gave it to you. Global corporate tax. Raise the top business rate to 35%. Apply this as a worldwide minimum on overseas earnings by U.S. companies. Blah, blah, blah. Apply a similar tax to foreign companies. So in other words, let's just run business out of America. And then here's another one. Corporate surtax. Tax profits over $100 million at a new rate of 7% without exemptions. This would be atop the corporate tax of 35% that she wants worldwide. So companies would be taxed at 42% if over a certain amount, over $100 million. These people are wacky. They don't understand economics and how the world turns. Corporate money is shareholder money. It is money going to the people. And she says, no, give government that money. Give government that money. Government's going to be better. I mean, after all, we got to build the roads and bridges. Before I get into more of these other candidates, I want to talk about the fundraising numbers. You guys want to talk fundraising? This is great. It is great news on so many fronts in fundraising. So many fronts. It's amazing. Let me give you an example. So the president brought in $46 million in the fourth quarter, more than any Democrat. This is the, I mean, under fire, and I'm sure, you know, of course, the people that run the campaign are using everything to fund the president, but he does, being honest, he doesn't need any ammo. He's got plenty just with Democrats being crazy. They didn't have to impeach him for Trump to raise $46 million. Anyway, they brings this total for 2019 to $143 million. They're beginning the new year with $102.7 million cash on hand. Trump's reelection campaign and the RNC brought in a combined $125 million in the third quarter, but the fourth quarter haul was raised by the president's reelection campaign alone. So let me just say that what I'm talking about. The number of $46 million is only Donald Trump. Now, the Democrat-controlled House vote to impeach last, I'm reading this, the president has campaigned on the issue and he brought in $10 million in days after the vote. So you responded by saying, oh, you're going to impeach him? We'll show you. Boom, you gave more money. And I got to tell you, the smoothest move that Donald Trump ever, any president ever did, the day of his election, the day he took office, Donald Trump signed up for re-election. The same day. Anyway, let's go. Look, so here are the numbers. Not RNC numbers. Donald Trump, $46 million. So let's look at what everybody else did. Senator Bernie Sanders. Massive fundraising haul of $34.5 million. They said fueled by the grassroots donor base. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg raked in $24.7 million. Yang raked in $16.5 million. Biden and Elizabeth Warren hadn't released their fourth quarter totals yet. So here's what I want you to understand. Donald Trump, for the record, Donald Trump will have outraised every one of them. That Biden nor Warren is going to raise more money than Donald Trump. But the Democrats, now that the field is narrowing, they're consolidating this money. Now, two things. First of all, two billionaires, two big donors, potential donors to the Democrats are out of the picture because they're running. Steyer's running his campaign and Bloomberg's running his. So Steyer, if he were out, would have the potential to put billions of dollars through a super PAC into these other campaigns. But he can't because he doesn't believe in them. So they can't get that money. Now they're getting other people's money. Don't misunderstand me. And that's why 34.5, 24.7, and 16 million. So you're talking about over $75 million between three candidates, Bernie Sanders, Buttigieg, and Yang. And then you know that Biden and Warren are probably going to come in, you know, $20 million each, give or take. Who knows? So you're going to have $100 million raised by over $100 million, honestly, by multiple Democratic candidates, and they haven't even narrowed it down. Haven't narrowed it down. So let me put this another way. Only one person is going to be left standing, and all this money that's going in there is fighting the internal battle, right? And who's being destroyed? Is Donald Trump being destroyed? Short answer, absolutely not. The person being destroyed, the group being destroyed, are Democrats. That's why who do we have just leave? Julian Castro, he just left. Cory Booker's not going to be long. Steyer will be gone pretty soon. That weird Marian lady, the spiritualist, she's gone. She's only raised $3 million her entire campaign. So no harm, no foul there. Obviously, Kamala Harris, how much money did she waste? She wasted millions. How much did, what's his face? O'Rourke. How much, wait, have you even heard this clown's name in a while? What's O'Rourke doing? Mr. Golden Boy. Nothing. Bill de Blasio out. What's the, Erica Swalwell out. I don't know how much money these people raised, but you know what? I wanted them to hang in. Hang in as long as you can. How much? Tulsi Gabbard's raising quite a bit of money. She's not going to be in the race much longer, but she's raising money. They're diluting all of this. And guess what? The consolidation, I talked about it the other day. Joe Biden is now number one again. Bernie Sanders is number two. And you can see it based on Sanders' numbers, right? $34.5 million for this socialist. He's number two. Number three is Elizabeth Warren. But here's what I'm really curious to see. What are Biden and Warren's numbers going to be? Are they really number one and number three in fundraising? Because Buttigieg, it's almost $25 million. And Yang, it's almost $17 million. That's pretty significant. Now, you know, you got to look at the breakdowns. All right, is it really a grassroots effort or is it a bunch of, you know, is it big donors that are funding these things? I don't know. You know, Yang's a pretty wealthy guy. Maybe he put some money in there himself. Who knows? Well, we can dig into the devil's in the details, as they say. Bernie's, they say, is grassroots. Well, I'm telling you this much. His grassroots effort isn't going to be nearly what it was in 2016. When he rolled over and let Hillary rub his belly. Because those people have left. The Bernie or bust crowd is now busted. This is amazingly good news. Donald Trump raises $46 million, not including what the RNC has. The Democrats individually have raised $75 million that we can account for. It will be well over $100 million when it's all said and done. And let me just tell you, it's poof in the wind. It's poof. It's gone. It's fighting each other. It's not going to go towards the general election. Every dollar that Trump raises is essentially going to... I can tell you this, folks. The campaign is laser focused on where they need to put this money.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's a lot of bad news coming from the Democrats this year. Happy New Year, by the way. 2020, the year of vision. Been talking about the various candidates and all the different things that are going on. And what I sense in these candidates is really desperation. Speaking to school children, 2020 Democrat Mayor Pete Buttigieg insisted that the authors of the Constitution did not understand that slavery was a bad thing. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Slavery, indeed, is a bad thing. It's still practiced in many countries all around the world today. The United States continues to apologize for it because they enslaved the bottom of the barrel, you know, the worst people you can enslave, which are black folks, which, for the record, Africans have been enslaving other Africans for millennia, and they when it was white folks doing it in America, suddenly it's bad. It is bad, but it's bad for everybody, right? Wow. But he says the founding fathers, they didn't, you know, they didn't understand slavery. You know, they didn't think of it as being bad. And Ted Cruz came out and says, what are you talking about? They understood the evils of slavery. He says, he says that they were wise enough to realize that they didn't have all the answers, that some things would change. A good example of this is something like slavery or civil rights. It is an embarrassing thing to admit, but the people who wrote the Constitution did not understand that slavery was a bad thing. Look, I speak on this topic all the time. Slavery was a bad thing. These bad white men did it. Buttigieg doesn't even go back and go, well, where'd they get them? Where'd they get these slaves? I remember the realization when I was a kid that said, yeah, so it wasn't white men going over to Africa beating up other Africans and getting slaves, but it was instead Africans who owned slaves who sold them. I remember that realization going, I'll be doggone. I've been wanting to blame white men, you know, because that's the way I was, it was taught. He was right that the founding fathers instituted the amendment process in the Constitution partially because they were humble enough to realize things would change. But he was entirely off base to suggest that they didn't understand the evils of slavery. In fact, many of them acknowledged the evils of slavery, but they compromised in order to hold the nation together. And Matt Spaulding of the Heritage Foundation said this, those who founded the nation chose to make practical compromises for the sake of establishing, in principle, a new nation dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Ted Cruz said of Buttigieg's statement, slavery is an evil of colossal magnitude. And I am utterly averse to admissions of slavery into the Missouri territories. It being among my first wishes to see some plan adopted by which slavery in this country may be abolished by law. He was quoting John Adams. Here's another one. Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. He quoted Ben Franklin, a member of an abolitionist society. Neither my tongue nor my pen nor purse shall be wanting to promote the abolition of what to me appears inconsistent with humanity and Christianity. Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by men. These are the founding fathers. These are people who founded this nation talking about this stuff. Who talks most about freedom and equality? Is it not those who hold the Bill of Rights in one hand and a whip for affrighted slaves in the other? That was Alexander Hamilton, an abolitionist, the first Secretary of the Treasury. It is much to be wished that slavery may be abolished. John Jay, first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, the honor of the states as well as justice and humanity, in my opinion, loudly call upon them to emancipate those unhappy people, to contend for our own liberty, and to deny that blessing to others involves an inconsistency not to be excused. And I could go on, but let me give you the biggest one. And I've talked about this because this is why the Civil War was fought. In the Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, it says, we will allow slavery for 20 more years. This was in 1778. We will allow slavery for 20 more years, but come January 1st of 1808, there will be no more importation of slaves. So in other words, get your house in order, because that's the end of it. And do you know why we fought the Civil War? Because Democrats said, we have a little workaround. That workaround is, we will make the children of slaves, slaves. And the Founding Fathers and the Republicans, who the anti-slavery party, said, wait, that's not the intent of the Constitution. It is to eliminate slavery, to end it. But Democrats are like, no, you didn't understand there was a loophole. And the Republican Party formed and said, no, we take your loophole and we raise your loophole. You are not going to make slaves of the children of slaves. So that's how that was one of the main reasons we fought the Civil War. But Buttigieg says, no, the founding fathers, they didn't understand the evils of slavery. Shut up. I get so sick of these people. They don't know they don't know three-fifths compromise. They don't know any of this stuff, and they just spout it out like they know what they're talking about. And they get in front of an audience of people go, uh-huh, yeah, you so right. You are so right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I gave you guys some numbers for the campaign earlier. I want to shift and go into the candidates. Steyer and Bloomberg, two billionaires, set to go after Donald Trump because the left says, we can get that stinky Donald Trump. We'll get him, man. $200 million these two have spent. Here's what somebody said. We've never seen spending like this. Billionaire presidential candidates Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer, $200 million into television and digital advertising alone. That's a lot of money that's not going to go to the ultimate winner of the party of lynching a black people's candidate. I'm just saying, that's a lot of cheddar. Bloomberg, they say, is going to wait to Super Tuesday. He's not even... Iowa, New Hampshire. I'm not even going to go. I'll wait to Super Tuesday. I'm just going to pour a bunch of money in. Oh, he's at 6%. He may get to a whopping 10%. I don't know. I don't care. Yeah, two billionaires going after President Trump. Good for them. Let's see what happens. Are you curious? So Buttigieg is talking about slavery. The Steyer and these guys are pumping billions, millions rather, into a campaign. It could be a billion when it's all said and done. The people complained about both of them and said, you could buy the campaign for all intents and purposes. I joke, and I think it's really hysterical that the Democrats have the richest candidates in history. They claim to be the party of the poor. Don't you see that as ironic? I want to go back to Buttigieg real quick because I wanted to make one other point with him. You know what this slavery talk is all about? It's Buttigieg's attempt to win over black people. That's all it is. And Buttigieg, he will give you stupidity. Oh, the founding fathers, because he believes that black folks hate the founding fathers and all this. I want you to understand, he's going back. He's doing a typical Democrat ploy. Let's go back into history, and I'm explaining to you how all these old white men didn't like you. Now, Buttigieg isn't a white guy. It isn't like he's Hispanic or what. I mean, I could see Julian Castro trying this or Cory Booker. Here's a white dude saying, yeah, they didn't understand it. He's an apologist for his people. He thinks this is going to work. I'm going to apologize. But it's very simple. Buttigieg cannot, will not get the black vote. If he becomes the candidate, it's going to turn off a lot of black people. The Democrats know this. This is why, despite him raising $24.7 million, the number two so far, because Bernie Sanders was just over $34 million, then Buttigieg, then Yang at $16.5. We don't know what Creepy Joe and fake Indian Elizabeth did, but that's the worry in the Democratic Party is if this guy rises and he can't bring the black vote, if he doesn't energize black people. So right now they think Biden does. Well, I'm going to have you exercise a little common sense. What about Biden energizes you as a black man? Put yourself, take off your Tom hat or your, well, that's probably the wrong word. Take off your little hat that you normally use and just ask yourself this question and put yourself in the position of a black man. Say, what would energize me about Biden or Warren or any of them?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.